I guess we can say now there's five, or maybe it's six, but I'm not sure the Republicans know how to count very well. John McCain, a loser in his own right, comes out in defense of Mitt Romney today. So let's see. You got one presidential candidate who has been a loser and a rhino for more years than most of us like to think, coming out and supporting another guy who I'm not quite sure still what he is. Well, in the scheme of things, none of it matters. Bachman's out. Huntsman should be. So where does that leave it down to? Little Nudie get rich, Santorum. Perry isn't quite sure what he's going to do, and maybe he should go bye-bye. It's a joke. Welcome to another 5 years of Barack Obama. Good evening and welcome to a Wednesday installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, and along with me is my Wednesday night compatriot, or compadre, as they might call it down in his part of the world, Roger Sales. Happy New Year, and welcome back to whatever this Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz is.
Wow, it's good to be back. I think it's good to be back with a little bit more of a voice. They call that down here, by the way, a compañero.
Oh, yes.
So that's one of the words. You know, Spanish is a vague language, kind of. It's vague in its concepts and in the words, and it's different. So anyway, hey, Happy New Year. As happy a New Year as it is gonna or can be.
I'm afraid of that, too.
I know there's just so much going on, it's hard to digest it. I mean, for the last couple of weeks, I've just kind of toned down and listened to a lot of jazz in the background on that jazzradio.com site, which is excellent,
yep.
By the way.
And, oh, yeah, it is.
It kind of mellows you out and helps you think, and I was trying not to talk to people, so my voice will get back, and so that's where we are. I hope that a lot of people that are listening tonight, and I'm sure our audience is increasingly larger as we move forward here, and hopefully word of the book spreads, and I hope that if you've ordered yours, you've gotten them, and if not, you will or should shortly. And if not, you let us know, and we'll see if we can find out what the root of the problem is. But I'm getting some really nice feedback from people, and it warms my heart to know that all of these efforts over all these years are finally bearing big-time fruit, because now we're out there in the marketplace.
And that's
it. If I've said one thing over the whole time, Jeff, is, you know, my goal was not to write a book and not to make money and not to do all this stuff, but to get this information in the public domain, because it's got to be in the public domain, and at least key people have to know.
We're out of time. Be right.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I got those icy, icy fingers up and down my spine.
Michelle Obama today. Welcome back. Wednesday was with Roger right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Raj, what are you even doing? As if I didn't know, but to the audience, I have to tell you before we get started. Last week, as you know, we rebroadcast five of our many broadcasts we've done since late March of last year. And the first three, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of last week, I think were some of the earliest broadcasts we had done in April. We wound up Thursday and Friday rebroadcasting the two-day segment we had done before the holidays. And as you well know, because I forwarded everything down, we were getting a whole new bunch of people coming in saying, where can I get this affidavit? Where can I get this? Where can I that? And, of course, I would, you know, let them all know not only where, but also let them know the book was available, et cetera, et cetera. So we picked up new participants in this thing during the course of last week, and I am very thankful for it.
Well, we've got a lot of activity on the book. There's a lot of people who are putting very positive press and writing things about it and putting it out there on social networks, et cetera. And I think the buzz is well-founded, and we've got more than several hundred books out there now. And I know I've got an email from people like Jim down over there on the East Coast who's been in this many years, by the way, one of these old veterans. And he said, I've read your book twice, and I'm starting it a third time now. And he says, startling information, thank you. So I've had some really nice comments from people and feedback, and it really warms my heart because this has been quite a project for me, and it wasn't something that I had planned out and executed. It just kind of got dumped in, and, you know, we've been trying to play catch-up since the spring when.
Yeah, right.
Thanks to Jeff Bennett, and I keep hammering that in because over all these years, nobody had ever given me a platform. Okay. Now, what I've come to learn and understand as we've gone forward, y'all are learning this stuff, and I'm learning a lot about it and how to tell you about it. And one of the things that I've come to understand very clearly, in fact, over the last couple of weeks, because I've thought about it a lot, is this teaching this and telling people about it in a conceptual mode and using the twos, 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 twos with your proofs. You know, you got the passport thing with the two statuses. You've got the two, the when and without affidavit clause that's in the U.S. Code. If anybody needs that, we'll have it, all that stuff posted on the website. You've got sections in the U.S. Code in 1981, Section 42, where they say the citizen of the United States is equal to all the privileges and immunities of the white citizens. Now, that's Congress talking. That's not Roger.
Right, okay? Right, right.
All right. And then the last thing, whatever else you want to bring in there, the last thing you bring in is that 26 CFR 1.1-1A, where it shows the two statuses and one of them's a non-resident alien. And on the passport application, it's a U.S. national. And that nails them, buddy, right there. Okay. So if you'll teach this, like we talked about framing the puzzle when you talk to people, I think you're going to have a lot more success and the word's going to spread faster. And the reason I say that is because the word didn't spread fast with me for many years because I didn't understand this. And I used to have to try and give this information to people in little sound bites, and you can't do it. It's virtually impossible. Now, it may be a little easier now that a lot more people have woken up and things have gotten as progressively bad as they have. But it's much easier to go the other route. And the important thing is, you know, I've alluded many times on these broadcasts to my MLM years and that experience. And one thing I learned about was the power of MLM. And anybody that's ever done it and had any taste of success, knows exactly what I'm talking about. And the key to success in MLM is to keep it simple and make it duplicatable. And that's what I'm trying to preach to you guys, is because, as I've told you, I've already got my freedom. I'm out. It's you guys as the ones that are wanting to learn this and know about it. You're going to have to learn it. You're going to have to learn this material because you're the ones that are going to have to defend it. And you're also the ones that are going to have to spread it, okay? Because it's just like I put in that book several times what John Benson used to tell us in those seminars, and that is the only way I can protect my liberty is to help you protect yours.
That's it.
Okay, so that's what we're doing in a nutshell, and why in conceptual reasons. So the other thing I wanted to urge is, you know, it's one thing for the, and I know there's some of you that can afford this, and I know there's some of you that can't, because I know there's a lot of people that are hurting real bad right now. Okay, but those of you who can and want to get activist in something, I'll tell you what, you buy a case of books. I think there's 40 in a case right now, and I'll give you a deep discount on it, and we'll ship them to you, and you'll save money on the shipping. And you go out there and sell those things, and you go up to somebody and you give them a, say, give me $25. I'm going to give you the best $25 spent you've ever spent in your life, and you stick a copy of that book in their hands. You don't go tell them to go to a website and order it. You're the one that instigates it. You go out there and spread this word and spread this book. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is, as of tonight, late this afternoon, the electronic version is available on the website, and that's $10, exactly as I promised you it would be, okay? And so we're a little bit late in it, but we've gotten a number of books out there. I'm very pleased with the way that you've responded in the early response to our project here, and we're going to stick the electronic version out there too. And I'm just going to say as a mention right now that more than likely next Wednesday night we'll be talking about the new tax book that's coming, and it's going to blow you away probably more than this book has.
Wow. Well, things keep on coming. Like you say, that was never the intent. Hey, we'll come on the air. We'll do a few shows. We'll talk about this and bingo, and it just is, it's continued to compound.
It's incredible how it's mushrooming, and the awareness of the people out there in the moment that we share in time here with the knowledge that we have. We're in a very, very unique position. And I guess let me give you another little nugget here. You're looking for some kind of hope out there. One of the things that's come to me as I've gotten deeper into this is a lot of you people sending me stuff. Okay, I got this, I got that. I get bombarded with it. I don't have the time to deal with it, honestly. But I try and pick and choose through the stuff that's important. And one of the things we got that's important is a hour-long tape from a retired history professor from Emory University in Atlanta. And his specialty is the 14th Amendment. And he did some public talks on it. Hopefully we're going to run it on one of these shows one night with less commercial interruptions. And one of the things he said about the onerous situation that surrounded that entire period of time was, he said, in the aftermath of the Civil War, in the Reconstruction Acts, states cannot secede in the new formation, but counties can. Now, I haven't been able to talk to you.
That is interesting. How in the heck could you secede from the state? But the state cannot secede from the
because
federal?
The power is always in the people. They know this. We don't. That's exactly why the sheriff is the ultimate law authority in a county. And the reason the feds, IRS, or any of these creeps have to go get the sheriff's approval before they can go out and do their dirty work on the serfs. Now,
very interesting.
Starting point. And if you want something to give you some incentive, and if you want to get a little bit of hope and wrap your hands around it, you start thinking in those terms. Because I think we're going to talk a lot more about that as we go forward.
Very interesting. Wow.
Okay, so there's all kinds of things that are opening up. I have come to conclusions and gotten perspectives and ideas that I've never had in 20 years of doing this until the last couple of months. And it's thanks to you, Jeff. All of this has happened because of Jeff Bennett.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
And I'm not trying to blow smoke up your rear end.
No, but that's not even the issue. You and I have kind of kidded around a little bit, and I said, I love Wednesdays. I don't have to do prep because I got Raj. But this is a host or talk show personality, whatever you want, I feel that every one of us has an obligation to, for years, and Roger, you and I have talked about this. We've known each other for 15, 16 years. And one of the biggest complaints I've heard in all the years of being on the air, all you guys do is bitch and whine and complain about the problems. You never provide a solution. Well, folks, I just jumped up and smacked you in the butt because that's what Roger and I have been doing here, or more Roger than I. He's been providing you with that solutions for 9 months. Now it's up to you folks.
Well, it's up to them, and it's up to God, because I want you to pray to God about this. This is not going to be a people revolution without a spiritual component. Theirs has a heavy spiritual component, no matter how atheistic or agnostic they pretend to be on the front end. It's heavily spiritual, okay? And ours, if it's going to happen, it's going to have to be based in the same exact place, except on the opposite side of the line in the sand. Okay, so I got a ton of stuff to talk about. I mean, we could go on for 2-3 hours here.
What a shame. So, let's get on.
Let me tell you one thing on your Obama thing that I wanted to add in, because you and I haven't had a chance to talk about this. There's an article on WorldNet Daily, I guess today right now. It's entitled "Court: Obama Must Be Constitutionally Eligible," and it's been ruled by the top administrative law judge in the glorious state of Georgia that Obama is not certified to be on the Democratic ballot.
Now, isn't that a shame?
And that same exact suit is in several other states where they have laws where the state has the ability to go back and overview the candidacy. In many of the states, they've streamlined it, and that one particular duty is done by the specific parties.
Wow.
Dirty
work,
dirty
work. We're going to a break. When we come back, we're going to go to the clip when we come back, or wait on
that? Yeah, let's play it. Let's play it. We're going to play something
for you. Manny, let's go to the clip and we come back out of the break. Go right to it.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
All right, let's see. Jeff, Chicago, Illinois. I know you're not listening on WLS because it's tape delayed there, but WLS Country, how are you listening? Or did you just
I'm
pick up the
listening.
Phone?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm driving, actually, from Chicago to Detroit. But yes, I heard you talking earlier about the government not knowing how to make pencils, and then you talked about brain surgeons, and I happen to be a brain surgeon. So I found your topic quite interesting and actually just returned from Washington, D.C., where we were reading over what the Obama health care plan would be for advanced neurosurgery for patients over 70, which we all found quite disturbing because as our population gets older, the majority of our patients are getting over 70 that require stroke therapy or aneurysm therapy. And basically what the document stated was if you're over 70 and you come into an emergency room and you're on government-supported health care, that you get comfort care.
And wait a minute. What document and where did you hear? What's the source for this?
This is Obama's new health care plan for advanced neurosurgical care.
And who issued this, HHS?
Yes. And basically, they don't call them patients, they call them units, and instead of, they call it ethics panels or ethics committees would get together and meet and decide where the money would go for hospitals, and basically for patients over 70 years of age, that advanced neurosurgical care was not generally indicated.
So it's generally going to be denied?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let me ask you this. Is this published? Go ahead.
If someone comes in at 70 years of age with a bleed in their brain, I can promise you I'm not going to get a bunch of administrators together on an ethics panel at 2 in the morning to decide that I'm okay to do surgery.
Let me ask you this. Is this published somewhere where the general public, in other words, a pedestrian like me, can get a hold of it? No?
Not yet.
So this was discussed just with your community of neurosurgeons?
Yes. Exactly. The AANS and CNS, the American Association of Neurosurgeons and the Congress of Neurosurgeons, because everybody knows cuts are coming in medicine and reimbursement, and we're the most expensive out of all the fields in medicine, and we're the smallest field. But at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, we're the ones that are in the operating room, and we have to wait for an ethics panel to convene, which are not made of physicians, which are made of administrators, to decide whether a patient should receive our care.
So Sarah Palin was right. We're going to have these death panels, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'm German by heritage, and I've read the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and basically if they call them, they don't call them patients, they call them units. And if you're a unit above a certain age, you get comfort care instead of advanced neurosurgical intervention.
Now, this You went to a seminar in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, where a few of my former partners, two of them, have gone to work for is running the VA system, and one is head of the Congress of Neurosurgeons out of D.C.
And this information is based, you're certain, on representations and information provided by HHS and other government officials?
Yep.
And when will the rest of us become aware of it? After the election?
Probably. I mean, there's so many things that the government keeps under control that are used in surgery called HUD devices or humanitarian use devices that we're allowed to use now because they haven't undergone full FDA approval. And they're just used in surgery because people know it's the right thing to do, but the government can step in at any time like they did 2 months ago with the device and said, you know, this device hasn't met what we want and there's no exact criteria, and then they can take it away from us.
And the people telling you what to do, they don't know how to make a pencil, do they?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, we always joke around, it's not brain surgery. But, you know, I did 9 years after medical school and been in training 10 years. And now I have people that don't know a thing about what I'm doing telling me when I can and can't operate.
All right, Jeff, please keep in touch with us. Well, yeah, I have to go, but this was a very, very crucial call. All right, my friend. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Wow. Wow. So, if you've had any thoughts about how sobering what we're talking about is in front of us, go to the cupboard and look for the Soylent Green, okay? Because you're talking some serious stuff now. What I wanted to bring out more than the shock value of that phone call, which I heard the other day, forwarded out to my email list. There's some other big people around the world that are going to expose it also. Is I wanted you to pay attention to how many times he said administrators and regulators. I'm not going to go into an operating room at 4 a.m. and have a board of administrators make the decision whether I can operate or not. And the point of all of this is the point of my book. And the point of all these programs we've done, and that is to make the point that all those laws are mala prohibita laws. Those are laws made by men, not from God. And those are your two sides right there. And if you've declared yourself to be and do not undeclare yourself to be in exactly the right steps and procedure generally, you fall under that category, and you're property of the Lord, these beasts that run the planet. We'll be back on the other side.
We'll be there.
Crass, what does Gordon Liddy say? Crass commercial messages?
Yeah, right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are back, and before we turn this back over to Roger, I received a couple of interesting emails just before and during the break. One from Dallas that said, "Who hijacked your channel?" And then, "Never mind, it's back." It was never hijacked. It was a clip we were playing. Just before we went to the break prior, we said, we're going to play a clip when we come back. We probably didn't give it a decent enough intro. But the other one that was interesting is an email I received from Nan, or Nan. One county in Mississippi seceded from the USA, or United States of America, during the Civil War. Jones County, Mississippi. They got smart. What happened? They went dumb again. Anyway,
have they gone back and reestablished jurisdiction? That'd be real interesting for some of you guys over there in Mississippi to look into. Jones County, I don't have any idea where in the state it is.
I've actually got a link. I'm going to take a look at it and see what comes up. So
okay, do you? I'd be very interested. I'll tell you something else that I just found out yesterday that was really provocative to me. I've thought about it several times last night and today because, you know, up until just in the last evidently few days, the U.S., and as differentiated from the USA, was the only country in the world that taxed the income of its citizens worldwide. Okay. And
really?
I don't know, some people, that's absolutely true. Okay. And the reason is because you're their property. And of course, they've used this base, as we've talked about before. And this is the big link that when the financial community gets this, Katie bar the door. They don't get it quite yet. Okay. Because most of them are not so much super politically oriented and into all of this legal stuff as they are. They're into all that financial intricacy and all the fraud and the, Lord of mercy, no telling what all these money changers have done, okay? And I've lost my train of thought, Jeff. One of the things that I got back was that they can do that all around the world because you're their property, and that's the only way they could do it legally and extract that money from you. Well, there's now another country that does it all over the world, too, and that, by our logic and deduction, proves that they've been made property also. And I would sit here and do rhetorical stuff with you and say, guess, but I guarantee you, you'd never guess, okay? And neither would anybody in the audience unless they know this, and that is the country of Uruguay.
Really? That is a real surprise.
I saw it in a newsletter from people that do tours and stuff down there yesterday. And I was shocked. Now, you know, last year they elected a stated known communist. Nobody knew exactly what direction the country was going to go, but evidently we can see now which way they've gone. And so that's a very interesting thing. But Uruguay is a particularly interesting little country because it's they call it the Switzerland of South America, and it's a huge financial center, especially for the people that live on this part of the continent down here. And none of the income of any of their other financial dealings will have effect, just Uruguayan citizens. So that tells you exactly what's happened there, see? So I thought that was interesting. If we've got time, audience, I would like to talk to some of you guys tonight because we never really have taken the opportunity to do that but once. And what I'd like you to do, because we don't have a lot of time, is I'd like to get your feelings on the book. And I'd like to get the feelings that you've had after reading it and the way it's affecting you and you going about your day-to-day life as these realizations come on you. And that's what I'd like to hear. So if any of you want to line up in queue, the number over there at RBN is 800-313-9443. Okay?
Yeah, and I'd really like to see folks who have received the book and read it make the calls. It's not that we're averse to other questions, but we're looking for specific feedback and information. So, Candy, pick up the phone.
yeah, good line. So the other thing is I was going to go, I got another article right here before we went on the air, that they started a bill in the Senate on now they're going after U.S. nationals. So obviously we're having some effect, but there's some specific language in there. It's on, I'm not going to go into the article because I just flat don't have the time, but it's on News with Views, and I'll give you the title of it. It's NDAA Follow-Up and Further Treasonous Acts, and the author is Michael Lemieux. And I think you'll find it most interesting if you read it. And it was sent to me. One of the reasons I wanted to mention it is just a lot of stuff to go in there, the intricacies. You need to probably go read the article because evidently this was just introduced in the Senate. And it specifically states U.S. nationality. And he makes some incorrect conclusions about in the article about U.S. nationals and U.S. citizens being synonymous. And, of course, we know they're not. But anyway, the reason I wanted – because one of my old buddies from Atlanta has nestled down here in this gumdrop of a continent down here. And he's up in Ecuador. And he's been up there about the same amount of time that I've been in Argentina. And he's just one of these good old, born and raised on the outskirts outside of Atlanta, Georgia, G-W-A-G-A, good old boys. And he's a good guy. And his name is Jack Abercrombie. And if you have any interest in going to Ecuador or checking out that supposed to be a beautiful country, Jack knows it pretty well. And you can catch him on Facebook or any search engine as Journeyman Jack. Journeyman Jack. So if Ecuador's something you'd like to toy with in your future, he's the man to use down there. So the other thing I wanted to get into really takes a long time, but let me just throw this in here real quick if I can drag it up because this is pretty interesting. And that is an article the other day that I read by Jim Rogers, and it was about what's coming up. And I could read you the whole article, but it wasn't too long. But this is the thing that caught my eye was a book he's written for his daughters. You know, he didn't have a family till he was in his 60s. And he's got two daughters, and they live in China, Hong Kong, or somewhere over there, Shanghai, something. And he's taught them fluent Mandarin and all that. And so at the back of his book that he's written for his daughters are these things, and they're Jim Rogers' best advice, okay? And I think they're very valid, and I thought so much of it that I wanted to cover it with you guys tonight. You know, Jim Rogers is an old Alabama boy, too, that hooked up with Soros and made copious amounts of money and saw how dirty and rotten these people are and broke off on his own. He's a big commodities guy, expert recognized worldwide, and he's like E.F. Hutton when he talks people. Listen, okay? So this is what he said. He said, conduct your own research and trust your own judgment. Solid advice. Focus on what you yourself love. Solid advice. Be persistent. And I might say be committed. solid advice. The only reason I'm where I am is because of the commitment that I put into this, period. And God's help, of course. Broaden your horizons and see as much of the world as you can. The most important thing you can learn is how to think and question everything you hear. Super solid advice. Study and learn from history. Master more than one language and make sure one of them is Mandarin. Important here. Don't panic. Solid. Take care of yourself and don't neglect the sunscreen. And the last one was for his girls, and you ladies will appreciate this. Remember that boys need girls more than girls need boys. Now, I wanted to go back and cover two of those in a little bit more detail. Be persistent and committed. You know, AJ over there used to have a saying, one of the old Texas Rangers guys. He says, nothing in the world can stop a man who knows the truth and just keeps on a-coming. And that's true.
Powerful stuff.
Okay? And the other thing is don't panic. And I was thinking about this before the show, and I wanted to mention it. You know, I got an email one day that everybody's gotten them, those little black outline pictures with a photo in the middle and a little saying underneath it. And it struck me as profound, and I thought about it a lot, and I've tried to structure my life around it because I think it adds me a lot of serenity. Here they call it tranqui, you know, being tranquilo. And that is that it's not what happens, it's how you react to it. Now, that is a profound thought that if you'll think about and you'll start using and toying with, I think you'll see some great results in your serenity in a very chaotic, uncertain time. So, you want to got any? All right, well, somebody hop on there and let's talk to them.
We got a caller. We got Kay out in California. Is this the Kay we know and love, or is this another Kay that we know and love?
Hi. No, this is the same Kay. Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Glad to have you join us.
Thank you. Thank you. So I have Roger's book. I have read it. And I have to say, I emailed Roger this, that because I've listened to all the shows and I've gone back and I've listened sometimes two or three different times to the shows, I thought that it would be an easy reading for me, and it's not. it's not. I mean, there's a lot of information in there, and you have to kind of read it here and there and then kind of sit and let it digest just a little bit. I think the information on the 14th Amendment was what struck me between the eyes, and you wouldn't think so because I've heard so many of these shows, but it really did strike me between the eyes because in the book you describe so thoroughly what happened and from the justices and what they did and the fact that they did away with the Constitution and they put this other thing in place. You explain it so well. And when I got it, it was like a light going off or maybe the opposite, but I love the book.
Well, you know what?
Let me ask you, Kay, Roger, let me ask Kay
okay,
a question.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Do you find that, you know, having read the book and then going back and re-listening to the archives, do the archives begin to make the book easier to understand, or are you finding it exactly the opposite? You're finding you're going back to the book to review again.
I'm going back to the book to review again. Mostly because it's packed so full of information. And I've noticed this sometimes myself. When you put something in writing and you're able to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, sometimes when you're talking you can't do that. And when I read the book and it explained the justice system and how they've been putting down not just what they're supposed to do per the Constitution, but they've been interpreting the Constitution. In other words, they've been making their own Constitution, and that's been since the 14th Amendment. That was startling to me.
What was there a statement in there that it's a good judge's duty to expand his jurisdiction?
Yes.
You remember that? And all of these things, and listen, I got to give due credit where credit is due. And my teachers rewrote what I had written on the legal part. They incorporated what I'd put in there, and they wrote all of this eloquent stuff in there. So I want to make sure everybody understands that wasn't me, okay? But those are the people that were my teachers and are my dear, dear close friends, okay?
Wow. Well, it struck me between the eyes because you can really see what's happened in the judiciary. I know that we were working with a paralegal, my husband and I, for a while, and it was his opinion, and he kept saying it, and I'm not sure that I really agreed at the time, but now I do. It was his opinion that the judiciary is the most treasonous part of the government right now.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, and it's in the book, and I don't remember, and John didn't either, but it came out of one of his seminars, and I didn't know who to attribute it to, but it was one of these English guys like Cook or Blackstone, et cetera, and he said, the first engine of tyranny is a corrupt judiciary.
Wow.
Well, and we've got a couple of major cases coming up before the Supreme Court this year, and I'm not going to be surprised with a negative outcome. It's interesting, and let me, and Kay, while you're here, because Kay has really stayed in very close touch with Roger, and I'm quite honored that you've kept me in that loop, and appreciate that very much. Two things. We talk about the, in effect, the eradication of the Constitution, and yet when this law was signed by Obama while he was on his vacation last week, and these are the headlines that came out. And of course, it dealt with the Fourth Amendment predominantly about, you know, the Constitution put to death. I think we can all agree the Constitution was put to death a long time ago. But I want to share an email that came in from my good friend Richard Connick, whose music occasionally we are privileged to listen to here on the program.
Hey Richie.
Rich says, please ask Roger, doesn't the 14th Amendment assure my, quote, national, end quote, citizenship pursuant to Downs versus Bidwell, 82 U.S. 244, 1901, the several states which is the United States of America, end quote, referring to the 50 sovereign states which are united under the Constitution of the United States of America. And it actually goes on. It was somewhat more of an explanation.
Well, let me address Richie's comment and question and your comment that they've done away with the Constitution, because, see, that's not true. The Constitution's sitting there. It's over there as the second document in those statutes at large. You just can't access it with civil rights. Now, you know, it's about as simple as I can put it. If you get your privileges called civil rights from the federal government, you have no access to that document because you're their property. You don't have God-given rights. You've got man-given rights. I mean, you see, what they've done is simple. It's just how they've done it is so complicated. And that's what this does, is it comes away from the front that everybody I've ever tried to study under was fighting the front, like Don Quixote, jousting at all the windmills and the defenses that are put up to deter you. And this goes around to the back. This is a rear guard action, and it cuts them off at the root, the jurisdictional root, and they've got no defense back there. They threw all their defenses up the other direction. Those are the ones you've been fighting. You know, there's an old saying about working hard and working smart.
Yep, there is. Kay, I want to thank you for calling. We've got to go to a break in a minute, and please keep staying tuning in. Keep on reading, keep on studying. I swear you will learn more each time you turn a page.
And let me say this.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, so let me say this to you personally before you leave, because this is the first time you and I have ever spoken to each other. I really appreciate your enthusiasm, your tenacity, and all of the time and effort that you've put into this. And you can tell the people right now, that's what it takes for most people to get this, is it not?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, but the average person can still get it if you want it bad enough and you're willing to do what it takes to acquire it. And that's all your decision. I can't do it for you. I won't do it for you.
Thanks again, Kay. Well, we're going to go to the break. When we come back, we've got time. We've got Toe Cutter down in Arkansas waiting on the line. And we're going to have him join us for a quick final question and Roger's response. I may be away. I'm having a little difficulty in breathing tonight. I got to keep going and hitting a quick machine. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Soft, nice vocals and guitar chords. And because one of the things that I'm excited about right here is I've never talked to anybody named Toe Cutter before, so I want to speak with him. And he's from Arkansas. He's down there in, from that southern part of the country. How you doing, Toe Cutter?
I'm doing very well, Roger.
Good.
Good to speak with you and Jeff, and I thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're very welcome. And everything turning out? Have you purchased the book?
Well, I have not just one copy, but I have two copies of the book. I spent several years in the School of Higher Learning. You may know me as Ray, and I have no problem with anyone else knowing my name. I'm looking forward to the book by John Benson and Glenn Anbort coming out.
It's going to blow your mind.
By misrepresentation.
It's going to blow your mind, Toe Cutter. It's going to be. This is information like mine, for the most part, that has never been out there in the public domain in any kind of availability like it is going to be before.
I understand, and the very few people can understand exactly the information that you impart to them in your book.
I know that.
I mean, I have studied this since 1989 when I got baptized. So that is, you know, that's one of those things that you lose a lot of friends and relatives over this because you become the tinfoil hat wearing character that.
You and me are charter members of the same club, brother. Okay,
because I just got mine out of the dry cleaners today. I got to make sure they didn't shrink it.
What I wanted to say was this, Toe Cutter, and it addresses what you said here, and that is the fact that I know that most of the majority of people, are not going to see this. Some people that even have a little bit of a legal background, you put it in front of them, and they don't see it. They may see it, but they don't really see it. They don't get it, as you want to say. And
you shake your head.
The only thing I've ever been able to deduce is that quote out of the Old Testament that, you know, God said, I will send them strong delusion so they will believe a lie. So they're supposed to be people that just aren't supposed to know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So your job...
I agree. I understand exactly. I mean, it took 20-plus years, and finally my ex is now coming to me and saying, well, you know, you were right.
Asking questions. Well, I'll tell you what I've deduced a long time ago, Toe Cutter, is I think that this segment that we're talking about here, the only thing I've ever been able to logically deduce is that we're part of God's remnant, okay? If you're part of God's remnant and you're one of his people, his sheep are supposed to hear his voice, and you hear it loud and clear, and the others don't. So I guess we're running out of time, and we're going to...
Yeah, we're out of time. Hey, Toe Cutter, thanks for the call. Keep tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, Roger's book is available now. Get on the internet, www.serfs-up.com. If you've not ordered your copy of the book, get it done. And you know what? I don't get paid to tell you that. This is for your benefit, not mine. Roger, we'll see you next week, buddy. Everybody take care of yourselves. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Ciao.
Yep.
I got you and all that jazz.